最日已晴，整理南区区内的行人路及其空间。这个议程是由司马文先生提出，交通文件24/2013号。司马文先生建议讨论上述的议题，亦都文件呢就在附件一，运输署的书面回复亦都在于在附件二。现在呢就请司马文议员呢简介文件。唔该，司马文议员。
Chairman, members, another proposal of how to make our streets look nicer. We have a lot of road signs and poles on our side of the road. They block the pavement and they make our streets look ugly. This is an example where you can see the sign here on a separate pole. It could be posted on the lamppost. These could have been one pole and they're blocking the footpath. Here you see all these signs standing on separate poles. Nobody can get past here in a wheelchair or with a baby car. Here you see poles blocking the crossing where people cross to the other side. Again here, signs that are blocking the crossing. This is a recent motorbike car park. I count you the number of parking signs for motorbike. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But there is only one entrance. So why do we have so many signs? Or this one here, 1 meter away from each other, it says that you can only have one-way entry. 2 signs. This is a brand, by the way, this is brand new. This has been recently built. Again, I can give you many examples of the duplicity of signage that we have around our street. How do you love this one? Try to walk by it with a wheelchair or come back with a push cart. Or here, try to get past with your push cart. Multiple signs, there could have been all on one pole. And I can give you many more examples. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 poles here. So I asked the transport departments, the highways departments, can we clean this up? Can we use one pole? Can we use the lamppost? We do it already in some places. Here's Caroline Hill Road. The Caroline Hill Road sign is being used to hold 1, 2, 3 road signs. So we can do it. And here is a traffic light and it holds a sign. So we can do it. It is possible. This is in Sydney. This is a lamppost that holds all the traffic signs. It's very nicely done with clips. They can easily be moved. 4 sides of the lamppost. You see how simple it can be done. Easy demounted and put on. So we can do it. This is another example. And we can do it also cheaply. We could do this in Hong Kong. Just a metal strip. It can be tied to the lamppost. There should be no problem. This document tells you that the problem is that the lamppost may be moved. I have not seen one lamppost moved in Pok Fu Lam in the last 3 years. Lampposts in Hong Kong don't move. So this is very rare that they move. So they're very stable points. So I think there's no excuse for not using our lamppost for our signage. So TD has to review existing signs. And then the highways department has to consolidate the signs. I will ask all of you, district councillors, give me photographs, locations of stupid amount of poles blocking the sideways. Let's clean up our site in your area, in your area, in your area. Let's clean up the streets and make our life better for our residents. And highways department and TD, please use the lamppost and don't give us silly excuses. The only excuse I have really heard is somebody is worried there might be electricity on the outside of the lamppost. If that is really true, how safe is it for me to touch the lamppost as a public? It is an unbelievable, silly excuse. Lampposts don't move and there's no electricity on the outside. So please use them for your signage. Clean up our streets. Please. Thank you.
好啊，一个好嘅议题。咁咧就呢度咧，亦都请运输处谭仲安先生作出回应。唔该，谭生。
多谢主席。就司马文议员所讲嘅情况咧，其实我哋都明白，即系佢针对嘅地方系乜嘢。咁样其实嚟讲咧，我哋 在那個文件回應那裡講了，我們那個交通標誌呢需要有是根據法例那裡來樹立在適當的位置，譬如說剛才他講了那個不准駛入的位置應該整兩個，這樣這個是需要的，因為那段路的左和右一定要每一個都有個牌才定得到那段路的位置，即是你一定要知道，無論你是多少闊的都是要左右都要呼一頓門神這樣擺的，這些是必須的。那我希望司馬文議員都留意，如果譬如在外國他都我想都不會有不同的情況。但是另外他亦都講話有些牌為什麼可以黐埋一齊呢，但是我們又做不到呢，這樣又要這個又要留意一樣東西，我們一定要知道那個在行路上，如果你牌黐埋，他給這個例子呢有些是很矮的，但問題那個為什麼擺得到呢，就是因為沒有行人會行得到過去，如果你擺一些位置是有行人行過去呢，你撞到頭呢，我們運輸處會被人家投訴的。那其實我們都亦都是收過一些這樣的情況，即是說這些牌太低撞到人，包括普通人，有另外亦都有一些失明人士亦都是有這樣的情況，因為他看不到的。咁我哋一定要考慮埋呢啲情況。咁但問題當然好似譬如話佢喺外國啊，嗰啲燈柱好靚啊，嗰啲牌可以擺得好高咁樣撞唔到人嘅。咁我哋如果有呢啲咁嘅情況，即係如果有啲咁嘅設計，當然我哋都可能考慮啦。但問題現在我哋嗰、那個唔係全部可以做得到。咁譬如話佢頭先舉好多例子，佢主要就唔鍾意有啲好多街道好多柱啊，好多咩咁樣。咁如果佢其中啲例子，譬如話嗰個係路牌嘅柱，咁路牌嘅柱一定係兩條柱㗎啦，咁你唔可以 cut 咗佢㗎，咁你路牌你個 corner 位左右邊有一個路牌，右邊有一個路牌，咁咪四條柱，咁你唔可以 cut 咗嗰啲情況㗎嘛。咁當然就我哋喺個文件回覆嗰度亦都講咗，即係我哋係一個政府呢就好體恤即係實質嘅需要，如果佢做得到嘅，我一定做得到，我一定會做。咁我哋咧冇話否認咧，去檢討呢啲情況。但係咧，我哋會睇咗先咧，就係話，如果你呢個多人行嗰、那個真正對行人有影響，譬如話一個好旺嘅位置咧，咁我哋都會檢討先。但問題咧，我哋唔能夠話喂嗰啲位置喂全部冇曬柱咁樣冇曬牌。咁但係正如我喺嗰個文件個回覆當中呢，就香港呢就人多路少，每一度地方呢你好似譬如禁區嗰個位置啊，你要幾點鐘呢度禁止上落客貨區，跟住呢就剩返少少位置呢就俾人哋可以上落客貨，跟住個少少就已經又唔俾人咁，即係唔俾人上落客貨，咁變咗你喺啲情況你一定係有好多好多柱好多牌嘅啦，嗰啲情況咧，我都即係冇辦法，即係只能夠同阿司馬文講對唔住啊！即係我都嗰啲就係冇辦法嘅。啲我哋要做嘅咧，就係跟法例俾我哋權利，可以 manage 即係管理得到，令到大家都方便，有一個平衡。即係有市民有需要行人路，我哋一定尊重呢個權利。如果有其他地方要管制邊啲位置係上落客貨，咁有個牌，有啲交通標誌表示得到邊啲位置適合，或者有一個係六巴嘅站牌，咁你一定有柱噶啦，唔通凌空調轉咧，冇得搞噶。咁你大問題，你依啲位置係必須嘅咧，我哋就唔能夠擔保咯。其他嗰啲位置我哋都會。即係盡量做啦，其實同司馬文議員，我哋都經常同佢出西。佢話有啲意見係譬如咁講，頭先佢舉咗一個布佛林道嗰度，嗰個域多利道嗰個位置咯，我哋都應承係幫佢做嘅嗰、那個問題。即係我哋唔會話即係總之死硬唔做咁啊。其實我哋可以做嘅一定做嘅，即係大家見我做事都係咁樣嘅，即係可以做得到嘅一定做。咁大致上係咁情況。譬如話街燈嗰啲呢，或者由路政署 補充啦，好嘛？唔該。
等路政署馬永德先生作出回應，唔該
啊。好啊，多謝主席。就咁樣嘅，我哋路政署嘅同事咧，就據我所理解咧，佢哋都有呢啲咁嘅曾經試過咧，就將嗰啲路牌咧，就係、是、利用嗰個燈柱咧就掛上去嘅。咁咧就以個目標咧就要減低咧，即係太過多，即係正如阿司馬文議員所提出嚟話，個路咁窄嘅時候咧，可唔可以即係令佢改善個情況咁樣？咁我哋街燈部嘅同事咧，就係佢哋嘅態度咧就開放嘅，咁佢會係每個 case 咁去睇嘅。咁如果做得到嘅話咧，佢哋都會即係盡量配合嘅，即係我哋同運輸處嗰邊。咁我嘅補充係咁多，多謝主席。
咁就住呢個議題咧，就整委員咧就提出意見。羅建熙議員。
都係主席，我覺得個問題咧有幾即係又主要分兩大項啦。第一項咧就係、是、一啲舊有嘅一啲 signage 嘅問題啦。咁啊，第二個問題咧就係、是、一啲新嘅 signage 嘅問題。咁所以咧，我想睇下運輸署同埋路政署可唔可以喺個會度咧都答得實啲咧，就係、是、以後我哋新嗰啲 signage 咧，首先我哋考慮嘅都係現存嘅一啲 lamp post 又好，或者你嗰個其他附近 signage 嘅一啲。鋪都好，即係呢個係咪可以答得實啲？如果你話嗰啲係首先考慮咗嘅話咧，咁我哋可能將來個問題咧已經減少咗好多。關於從前遺留落嚟嗰啲問題咧，其實我都同司馬文議員講先，如果我哋可以大家有一啲睇落去好似唔好合理嘅安排，咁然之後點樣可以理順佢咧？其實可能真係透過民政署或者透過呢個會咁樣，就大家交曬啲嘢嚟，咁就俾曬運輸署、俾曬路政署，叫佢哋幫手諗諗佢。咁覺得呢個都係一個解決嘅方法嚟嘅。咁最後講咗一點咧，就係我唔知道即係大家平時過去做嘢嗰個嘅模式係點樣，即係可能運輸署同埋路政署都係總之有 signage 就總之一個 signage 就一個牌就一碌棍咁樣，咁就好即係好公式化嘅，即係總之所有 signage 都係咁噶啦。咁然之後個問題就係揾邊度擺嘅啫，咁啊種落去地下，咁有位種咪種，冇位種咪擺咩啲咯咁樣，即係。大家過去成個模式都係咁樣嘅，咁究竟成個模式呢一個都可能未必淨係南區，未必淨係南區，但係係咪成個香港都要重新去思考一下呢一個咩做法咧？咁我都覺得呢一個都值得路政署同埋運輸署交翻上去總署去了解一下嘅。唔該，主席。
歐樂軒議員。
系啊，多谢主席。想问翻关于一啲优先嘅问题，因为即系当我哋判定咧呢啲即系工程能唔能够做咧，其实我谂有两边嘅考虑啦。一边就系、是、即系尽量我哋都唔希望阻住条路啦。咁另一方面就即系可能即系运输署可能自己起呢啲柱嘅时候咧，自己本身觉得系有啲难处，即系例如话因为下边有电缆，咁所以要特别起喺某啲地方咁样。咁想问一下即系例如话而家现有嘅一啲。处里边咧，即系有阵时嚟话我哋试过走去自己坐住轮椅，扮系伤残人士喺条村度行，即系睇下有冇无障碍啊嘛，系咪啊？咁我哋咧结果发现真系有呢啲处咧就系有障碍啊嘛。咁想问一下，即系嗱，我谂而家政府部门即系咁推广无障碍设施啦，咁唔合标准嗰啲就要全部整过晒啦。咁如果我哋真系发现咗呢个地方咧系即系我哋咁理解系有障碍嘅，咁系唔系无论如何你哋都即系会？將呢樣嘢視為即係優先一定要拆嘅，咁定係咧，即係你都係要即係嗰、那個size咧，其實無論如何咧。就算你因為喺嗰度擺設啦，一定要優先啦，咁所以係冇得搞咁樣。咁想問下呢方面嘅優次，如果唔係，即係我哋冇辦法知道你即係對於嗰個無障礙通道啊，同埋即係嘥個必要性嘅優次嘅話咧，咁我哋好難嚟對判斷有啲 case 係咪真係做到唔該？
邝子权委员，
原则上我同意司马文议员提出嘅即系一啲嘅理念吓，咁但系咧就我谂主体嚟讲咧，应该个策略咧系减少路牌同埋优化路牌，咁优化咧就喺譬如路牌之间嘅距离啊，或者有冇需要咁多嘅路牌，咁原则上咧我哋唔可能越加越多路牌嘅，咁部分咧系属于法例需要吓，咁可能比较难去处理，咁亦都可能都系唯有跟住系要喺某啲或特定嘅位置摆嘅，咁但系其实我哋睇翻咧，成个南区以至香港，其实有多路牌其实系冇必要嘅，啊，咁冇必要咧，亦都系有个唔好处咧，就系过多嘅路牌咧，系会令驾车人士 眼花缭乱啦。咁、那个结果呢就係、是、真正重要嘅路牌可能佢就觉得即係睇唔到话係突显咗出嚟啦。咁咁有乜嘢路牌係其实唔个必要性可能唔係咁高嘅呢，嗰啲例子。例如喺我哋南區嘅一啲公路啦，有好多山泥景色山泥傾瀉嘅警告牌嘅，咁有啲咧就擺喺黐住個山坡嗰邊，有啲就擺喺遠離啲山坡嗰邊嘅行車方向。咁以而家香港嗰個斜坡嗰個維修嗰個水平嚟講咧，其實好多呢啲未必有需要嘅，咁就好唔同一啲係外國嘅國家，譬如我啱啱去咗雲南翻嚟啦，咁講緊落一啲普通嘅雨咧，基本上係會落泥同埋啲石會跌落嚟嘅，咁呢啲路牌咧係必要嘅，山泥傾瀉，咁因為對駕車人士咧，佢必須要好小心咧，係偏離嗰個山坡同埋隨時預計有石碌落嚟。咁另外呢，譬如一啲嘅路牌，我啱啱喺香港黃竹坑呢，譬如話有個中壽山廟譜，咁呢啲廟譜呢其實係好少嘅駕車人士需要去嘅啫，咁但我哋長期有個路牌仲係擺咗喺度，咁反而呢就覺得呢類嘅情況呢係將成個路牌嘅系統優化應該係一個長遠嘅策略嚟嘅。當然短期內呢我就覺得呢就可以考慮一啲係措施啦，有啲冇需要嘅拆咗佢啦。咁至於合併嚟講呢，我覺得要小心啲，因為就將唔同嘅路牌擺喺同一支杆上面呢，就有時呢係唔係咁適合嘅，譬如話對個駕車人士嗰個訊息呢，可能兩樣嘢撈埋一齊，其實係兩樣嘢唔係好同嘅一樣嘢嚟嘅。咁另外呢就係、是、以我哋而家個路牌嗰啲杆嘅水平嚟講呢，好多時有美感問題嘅，譬如一啲長方嘅指路嘅標誌啦，咁上面又掛一個三角形或者掛一個圓形呢，其實一樣係唔美觀嘅。咁、但係呢我哋我認為呢就呢件事我哋應該就當局呢慢慢再研究一下短期同埋一個長期啲嘅措施。但多謝主席。
乜嘢口令議員。
多謝主席。其實呢喺個即係有啲空廢咗即係嘅路牌呢，其實真係我希望呢就係、是、呢、這個運輸處呢都去即係睇一睇。如果真係有啲係即係喺嗰度唔係咁適宜用嘅話呢，係可唔可以呢都係收咗佢呢咁。咁同埋呢就係話剛才呢我哋都睇到呢有好多其他嘅國家或者其他嘅城市呢，佢哋都係利用一啲燈柱去做佢哋嘅即係指示牌嘅。有啲係指示牌，未必係路牌嚟嘅。咁呢啲指示牌呢其實係俾我哋一個好好嘅參考。我哋可唔可以呢都係響我哋現時或者係有啲危險性嘅指示牌呢去修改一下呢咁。當然間法律即係法例呢係存在嘅。我哋都要依照住法例呢去做我哋嘅指示牌。嗱呢個我哋係明白嘅。但係呢可能有啲指示牌呢已經係即係喺我度嚟講呢日改夜改，即係而家你道路上面呢有好多嘢改咗。咁你改咗嘅時候係唔係有遺留喺度呢咁。嗱我並冇指係你哋冇去清拆。可能某一啲地方呢你真係遺留咗嘅。又例如話呢即係我哋睇返呢我哋香港仔嘅區域呢，其實我哋嘅行人道真係好狹窄。喺呢啲咁狹窄嘅行人道上面呢，我哋究竟係點去改善返有充足嘅空間俾我哋啲行人嚟到使用行人路呢咁。咁呢一樣呢我哋希望呢就係話有關嘅部門呢都去檢視一下。盡量呢係將呢一啲我哋嘅騰出嚟嘅空間呢係俾即係我哋頭先睇到嘅呢就係、是、連一架BB 車都過唔到嘅，咁我點行上行人路啊？你真係叫我行馬路啦，係咪？咁樣對於行人嚟講，亦都係一個危險性嚟嘅。咁所以呢，我哋好希望呢係有關嘅部門就住我哋今日所提出嘅都考慮一下， 點樣去徹底去改善而家存在性嘅問題？唔該主席。
同時間議員。
多謝主席。其實我想講嘅之前嗰幾位同事都提咗好多，咁我簡單想講多一點啦，就係、是、其實好多時啲舊嘅牌咧，同埋街燈咧，都往往即係未必顧及到我哋即係啲行人嘅即係嘅需求啦，咁就擺咗喺個行人路嘅中間。咁楊生都同我都喺南區都睇過幾點呢啲咁嘅問題嘅。咁好多時點解我依幾年特別關注咁？有自己有小朋友啦，同埋推住 B B 車，發現好多地方咧都即係可能喺南灣道啊、去赤柱啊、喺唔同淺水灣啊咁嘅地方，好多時都即係有個街燈喺中間，或者有個有啲牌喺中間咧，咁就淨係阻住要推個 B B 車出馬路先至過到。咁呢啲係舊嘅即係遺留落嚟嘅嘢，咁但係而家我哋推廣一個無障礙通道，咁希望即係我哋可以即係各位同事可以大家去睇翻自己個區啦，咁啊即係。即係有啲咩地方可以改善嘅，咁可以話翻俾處方聽啦。咁亦都即係可能希望今日係同運輸署希望大家發一個信息嘅，就係、是、希望日後嗰啲牌同埋啲街燈種親落去嘅地下度都即係有翻呢、這個，即係我知道其實佢哋而家啲行人路都有講緊一點，係咪一點二啊？一點二米嘅好啲嚇。咁你有翻個最低嘅規限，咁希望喺嗰度之外咧，即係都留意翻啲牌啊、啲欄杆啊嗰啲咁難學啊，咁亦都可以俾到即係啲人坐輪椅啊，或者係推啲 B B 車嗰啲咁，係有一個多，即係唔需要係咁危險咁推落去個街上高去行上。唔該，
林啟輝議員。
多謝主席。我諗咧就即係亦都係好難得咧，司馬文議員咧即係提出呢一個咁嘅議題，因為咧就即係司馬文議員咧就畢竟係來自外國，所以嚟到香港之後咧睇到好多即係可以值得改善嘅地方咧提出嚟，我覺得係非常之好嘅。即係話咧點樣能夠喺嗰個環境嘅改善同埋。嗰、那個城市嘅嗰個景觀嘅規劃個方面啊，有進一步嘅改善啊，所以我覺得係提呢個議程係非常之好嘅。第二個方面咧，就係、是、當然咧就如果我想即係拒絕接受佢嘅建議，理由係好容易提出好多嘅，譬如話我哋真係香港真係豆腐潤咁細。是吧，我去到荷蘭揸好耐嘅即係佢啲車行到好耐地方先至有一個咁嘅即係路牌。咁但係香港呢真係即係實在太過擠迫。所以喺咁嘅情況底下呢，就即係政府嘅部門呢，由於係多個政府嘅部門各自應該咁講，各自有佢自己嘅工作責任同埋規矩。就運輸處咁，你啲基本嘅駕車嘅路牌，你係不可能少嘅。另外，就以一條路嘅裏面，哇！即係行都唔夠七八步，咁就中指牌，咁啊前面短短嘅路咧，就可以俾你泊一部車喺度，即係類似呢啲咧，都覺得係一個奇景嚟嘅。但係喺香港呢、這個咁路窄嘅地方咧，就係、是、即係又出現呢個問題。咁除咗政府嘅部門自己本身去動呢路牌之外呢，唔同嘅部門又根據佢需要又去動呢路牌，所以就構成咗密質質嘅一種即係咁嘅景觀。咁所以呢就即係如果係想即係講理由嘅話呢，呢、這個完全係好多理由可以咁講。但係呢就即係今日呢就阿司馬文議員所提出嚟一啲，我覺得如果是可以争取去有所改善的话呢，我觉得都应该做。就正如即是刚才运输署的同事就已经讲，只要是提得啱的能够做他一定做，我觉得这种态度和精神是非常之好的。咁至于呢就在关于这个路牌和指示牌的问题呢，就即是刚才呢就几位的议员同事呢都讲得好好，其中呢就係邝子宪生嗰度呢都提咗有若干个好值得参考嘅意见，我都好认同。唔该主席。
廖汉辉议员。
系唔该啊，主席。咁我都好欣赏啊，司马文议员咧，好细心将嗰啲每一段路啊，或者每一区咧，都影咗啲咁嘅图片出嚟，咁啊，大家好了解。咁啊，亦都署方咧都解释咗，同埋我哋都有好多议员都有参与，即系倾过呢个问题。我估计会唔会咧，署方即系如果当佢动呢个路牌一段时间咧，都系判咗俾嗰啲contracting company， 即系嗰啲咁嘅施工嘅工程公司，即系话你去嗰度去动个牌啦咁样。咁嗰啲人咧就完全就即系所谓咁讲啦，泥水即系做嗰啲工程咧，系冇考虑到刚才我哋话，譬如一架普通嘅推 BB 仔嘅车啊，或者系伤残人士行过啲嗰啲咁嘅路面咧，都未够行嘅，就系咁以咧，即系佢冇呢个常识啊。点解咁讲咧？我记得咧就喺呢、這个落活道，就斜路嗰度咧就动咗六条杆，咁咧就落活道落嚟嗰段时间咧，嗰、那个指示牌就未就应该系转右，咁六个牌咧动咗之后咧，所有啲牌咧就全部啲指示牌转右。咁原来系错误嘅，原来咧后来咧两个礼拜后咧，佢就三个牌就转右，就三个牌就反方向，俾翻个下边嘅路人嗰啲嘅下边嘅人揸车上，变咗即系话佢哋施工嗰个我感觉上咧，你哋判咗落去嗰啲承建商度，嗰啲系所谓嗰啲咁嘅即系头先所讲嘅施工队，意思我哋完全唔知嘅，即系话咧你当中咗落去啦，叫佢做啦，佢种落去咧就算数，就冇考虑到路面嘅环境。咁你种咗之后又冇人去跟进，咁咪变咗咧一种咗落去咧就永久性。再同你讲嗰段时间咧，即系好似咁样同你讲咧，你就即系好多个即系或者解释啦，即系咁样，但系唔想再去跟进。所以系唔系话咧，你处方方面咧，即系话当你判，我估计百分之百系判出去做啦。判嗰段时间，你嗰、那个那个 mark。嗰、那個洞柱嗰度咧，你哋作為一個專家咧，算睇睇先，就唔好話叫佢去做嘢就做咗。咁我諗即係我相信係有呢個誤，做呢個段時間咧，做咗出嚟就係有呢、這個誤差喺處嚇咁樣。咁啊，主席係咁多。
好啦，咁再冇提問，咁或者都請運輸處譚仲安先生。
多謝主席，多謝各位議員的意見。其實我剛才都講過啦，即係如果可以做嘅，我哋一定做嘅。咁我亦都好歡迎大家剛才講話有啲乜嘢，你見到好似司馬文議員講影到邊個位置搞即係俾我哋方便，我哋更加快咁樣去改善咧，我哋都會因應實質可以做到嘅情況去做嘅嚇。唔該。
路政署马生有冇补充
多谢主席，咁我哋亦都系好乐意咁样同运输署嗰边咧去一起去配合嘅，因为我哋两个咧都系 counterpart 嚟嘅，咁如果有啲议员有个任何嘅即系意见嗰啲嘢咧，都欢迎提出嚟，咁我哋会尽快去睇一睇，同埋点样优化到佢嘅。多谢主席。
好陈李佩英议员，
系阿主任，其实咧，阿司马文提出呢个议程咧，唔系主席啊，主席啊嘛吓，咩啊？讲咗啦，
讲啊咪讲一讲，
唔系我吓，咁系唔错嘅，咁其实即系我讲翻咧，甚至乎你嗰啲 B B 车啊，嗰啲推咧都唔够路过啊，除咗呢啲之外咧。種樹都要留意啊！特登係種到嗰啲行人行種開曬嗰行人嗰度咧，即係嗰啲輪椅啊，嗰啲咧，完全嗰啲 B B 車都推唔過嘅嗰啲樹，有好多嘢咧係需要去褪埋啲嘅嚇。主席，呢、這個亦都一平衡橫掂得去視察，一平睇下將呢啲環境改善啲啦嚇。我希望唔該。
好，唔該曬，好啦，咁咧就都好多謝大家即係俾嘅意見嘅，咁司馬文提出呢個議題咧就非常之好嘅，即係我哋都有時都大家都會見到嗰啲的而且嗰啲路牌咧真係好多，咁委員會要求咧運輸署咧考慮委員所提出嘅意見，就住南區行人路作出檢視，咁亦都喺維持道路安全嘅同時咧。咁適當地整理各處嘅交通標誌同埋嗰個柱杆嘅數量， 營造一個以行人為本的道路環境。咁委員會咧亦都要求署方咧係與當區啊或者在座咧各位議員咧，即係保持緊密聯繫，咁啊瞭解各區嘅改善路標嘅之處啊，積極咧改善各區行人路嘅空間，咁咧就係攜手啊做締造一個更加舒適嘅街道環境。好，結束議程。